Okay, we're up to Simon Shin Tzadi Tess, Seif Tess. 3999, a lot of nines. There must be some great mystical meaning in that. Shin Tzadi Tess, Seif Tess. In Bohushnei Mumchim Umodadu Esatchum. So here you have a fight between the rabbis. You have a disagreement. This is a lot of very interesting ideas. You can learn a lot of Musa, a lot of Jewish and Halacha. Some rabbanim, they're very good at that. They give halachic Jewish. See, if there's Jewish and there's halacha, and then there's halachic Jewish. You should know, Berakal, I find the rabbanim that are very, very big bali halacha, like finale bali halacha. Some of them, even if their life depended on it, they couldn't say a good vart on the parasha. They're like the biggest bali halacha, phenomenal. And then there are rabbanim who are phenomenal bali drush, but halacha,
they don't know a thing.
I wouldn't say they don't know a thing. They're not. It's not their thing. They're not like big, you know, big into halacha. And then there are some that have like halachic drush. You know what's halacha? A lot of halachic drush, like the blend of Yashver Soloveitchik. Yashver Soloveitchik, he has a certain type of you find that like he takes a halacha. A little bit of a like a drush. What's the Musa Haskell from the halacha? It's a very unique blend, but it's not necessarily drush. It's not. It's a certain niche. It's not drush and it's not halacha. It's like a mix, a halachic drush. Okay. But anyway, let's go to Seif Tess. In Bo Shnei Mumchim Umadu Es Tchum. You have over here Shin Tzadi Tess. Tests page Reish Samach Zayin. Page after, you have to turn two pages because the picture is page 532. The next page after 532, if test the top of the page, in both Shnei Mumchim Umadu Es HaTchum, two experts arrive on the scene and they measure the tchum. Now it appears that they disappear. They give you their evaluation, and they skip town. So there's no way that we can come to some type of reconciliation and have them discuss the matter among themselves. They can figure out why one of them said that the tchum ends here, and the other one said the tchum continues for another 500 amos. How do they come to their conclusion? But they both have left for us measurements, and they have disappeared, and now we have to figure out. What should we do? Should we follow the one that's machmir, or should we follow the one that's meikel and gives us more room to travel? So it says here, Bo shnei mumchim umodadu es hatchum, they measured tchum echad ribav yachad. One of them extended, one of them was ma'it, shoyimim lemarbe. We're lenient. When it comes to the laws of tchum, they're only made the rabbanon. When it comes to all matters of the rabbanon, we are generally lenient. Uvilvach lo yarbel yoseh mimidas alach soina shalir, as long as they don't extend it more than 580 amos. In other words, there can be a discrepancy. I'll explain in a moment. There can be, the Mechaber actually explains it. We allow for a discrepancy up to 580 amos. Then we'll follow the more lenient opinion. Now, what does that mean exactly? The Mechaber explains. Ketzat. What does this mean? We have to make the following assumption. When the one that was lenient and gave a greater number, Noimar, we will say, Shema Harishain Mikarin Alach Soin Shalir Modat Hal Paim. Look at the picture. Picture number 22, we see the city, and we see you can count 2,000 amos either to the left, directly to the left, or you can count 2,000 amos on an angle going upwards, towards the top left. So we're going to assume that the one that said that it's 2,000 amos, the one that said that it's less, what did he do? He counted 2,000 amos on a diagonal, because he was not going to be, over here in this picture, it looks like no, so nice and perfect, like a nice square, right? How can you make such a mistake? But that's because it's not reality. Cities, the coordinates, the boundaries of a city can be extremely complicated. So for whatever reason, this person, he thought that the corner was really the side of the city, or his compass wasn't exactly working right. So he counted 2,000 amos on an angle going all the way up. And then he drew the dotted line around down and upward, so on and so forth. So that's why the dotted line that you see over there goes down. But the other person, when he made his evaluation, he went to the end of the city and he went directly to the left, 2,000 amos, and his boundary came to an end further. Further, so the discrepancy between when you go on a diagonal and you go straight, the calculation, you do the math, the difference will be 580 amos. So therefore, as long if we have two different measurements, one measurement has the dotted line to the left, one has the dotted line to the right. If the difference between those two dotted lines is within 580 amos, so we could assume what happened was is that the first person who had the shorter measurement, he went made the calculation by going on an angle, because it was not clear exactly where the city, the corners were. And that's why we have this discrepancy. So then we can be lenient, and we can say that the city really, the boundary of the city is really like the second person, the one that extended it another, an additional 500 yamos, and we can be lenient.
So can I say that you're mumche?
What? Experts also make mistakes. Everyone makes mistakes. If you're not an expert, you'll certainly make a mistake. That's the given. If you're not an expert, but if you're... What? A person's not a doctor, he doesn't even know what to do to begin with. If you're a doctor, so then maybe he'll do something right.
No,
not likely. What?
Doctor may mistake.
Yes.
But then if someone is measuring, is very sure.
No, there's no, that's not the way the world goes.
No.
That's not the way the world works.
Only Ashkenazi make mistakes, right?
Okay, let's go further. Ketzad be'eshayah bezen noy mashem harishon mikaren alach son shel irma that whole time ultimately for me midasai v'nimtza. The result is sela tachta in the bottom, the lower side. Sela means the side. Beinoy ubein huir pachos me'al paim is less than 2,000 amos because he measured on a diagonal and then drew the dotted line down. But v'zeho achron that extended it more, in addition to 580 amos more, modet al paim mitzela huir. Period. V'ein machazikin al rishon sheta b'yoyser al zeh. We don't assume that he made a mistake more than this. So if the discrepancy between the two is going to be up to 580 amos, then we're going to assume that we're going to be lenient, we're going to take the second one. But if the discrepancy is greater than 580 amos, we are in trouble. Then there's something really, really wrong. If something really, really wrong, it would appear that you have to start, or you have to be machmir. You have to be machmir, and you have to take the shorter distance until you bring in some new experts and you start the process all over again. Okay, let's just run through some of the Mishnah Berurah. Let's see what it says over in the Mishnah Berurah. It doesn't really, I don't think I went through, but it doesn't really, let's see, let's just run. Shnei mumcha, two experts. Aval imorechad ein mumcha, ein holach machar klal. If one person is not an expert, all of a sudden, a self-declared expert, has a tape measure, all of a sudden, I'm going to tell you what the tchum is, get out of here. Goodbye, we don't even look at him. You have to have credentials. Lamed hey, lamarbe, the tchumen, why are we going to be makel when there's going to be a discrepancy? We're going to be makel lamarbe, why the tchumen derabonon? Biaz lin lakulo, viamun hashem dehashem ito. Next, mikarin alachson, why, how can there be a mistake? It must be that the discrepancy can be explained because one measure from the angle went on a diagonal from the corner. Mikarin alachson, dritz lamar. What? Right, 22. I'm reading here, Lamed, picture number 22. Right, now look at the Lamed Vav. Lamed Vav in the Mishnah Berurah, Ratzalaymar, Umidadai Bialachsain, Vichin Madan Mikaren Shekinegda. And he did the same thing on the bottom. Don't show you in the picture, but that's assumed to be he did the same thing in the picture. Vinimso Kishem Moischim Chut Misaif Tchum Shemikaren Zo, Lesaif Tchum Shemikaren Zo, Yeah, Bein Chut Zel, Leir Harbi Pachos Melpaim, can be a lot less than 2,000 amos, which means going to be like we said, 580 amos less. V'nimsa, tzela tachten beino, tzela tachten nikra hashetach sheyesh menachut shenimtoch mikerin alachsan zo ad kerin alachsan shegenegdoi uchanal aloir, like the picture you see, picture 22, you see the diagonal line. He's not showing you the diagonal, he doesn't have enough space to draw that in the picture. But basically the way you get that diagonal is because you draw the same thing from the bottom corner. The bottom corner going down to the left, you'll get the same exact 2,000, and then you draw the line, the dotted line from top to bottom. Lamed ches mitzel ho'ir rotzolayma keneged ho'ir b'shaviv lebelachso. I know lefil diff. The other one made he went directly left. Lefich holchem acharav shumodar kalacha, because the one on the left is the one that did it correctly. So he give you a bonus of 580 more amos, but not more than this. Beyoisrael zevahainu she'ein lohakel leilech achar medidas ha'achon ela k'she'ein oila medidas ha'yoisrael medidas ha'rishon rak le'erich chomesh me'ois u'shmoinim ama. That's the difference. She'zeh hashir ola al yidei ha'toho she'modat ha'rishon ha'alpayim be'alachsoin. K'mevor v'esyoisef, the Beis Yosef makes the calculation, the Beis Yosef and Shulchan Aruch, he does for you the mathematical calculation. It's approximately 580 amos. Ayin shambi. Let's say the discrepancy is greater than 500 amos. You don't. Oh, so I told you, you go. You have to be machmir. So he says no. I thought I saw that. No, you don't. You don't go after any of them. The tzarich limdoy mechadash ulevar hadavar. So I thought you go with me machmir. In the meantime, you machmir. He says no. They're both suspect. It's a tremendous chiddush. They're both suspect. If the discrepancy is so great, maybe even the one that's machmir is no good, because something doesn't make sense. Or how can there be two measurements when they're more than 500 any amos difference? They're both suspect. Maybe they're both no good. So you're not allowed to do anything until you make a brand new evaluation. Next, sif yud. Oisin hatchumin ketavla minubasa. This is chazara. We learned this before. This is just tying up loose ends. You have that many, many times in the Mishnah Berurah and Halacha and Gemara also. That's why it's so difficult. When you learn a Halacha in the beginning of the Sif, it assumes you already know what it says at the end. And that's why everything is always linked into each other. And later, only later on does it explicitly say the Halacha. And it's not always possible to lay out the foundation and teach you each Halacha, one built upon the other. Many times you have to teach a Halacha assuming you know other Halachas that only appear later on. And that's an example of here, because this is a concept of squaring it out was already alluded to many times in the previous simonim. Here we have the general rule. The rule over here is oisin atchumin kitabla merubas. We make the tchum like a square, a perfect square. As you see in picture number 24, we have here the city. The city is square. Let's make that assumption. And you draw the tchum 2,000 amos in each direction. And then you square out the tchum with the dotted line. What is the advantage? You gain approximately 800 additional amos. If you would want to walk to the corner, you would want to walk on a diagonal, you're really walking 2,800 amos. Because you're gaining the part that you square out. You're not drawing the tchum like a circle around all the parts of the city, but you're drawing like a square. Tahainu shemoyd apnei kol orech o'ir l'mizrach al pai mamba l'chutz v'chein l'tzapan v'yachakach roim kiilu hoysa tablo m'lubatzik was a square bekeren in the corners l'maloysoy to fill it up v'nimso hatchum bekeren al pai m'yalachsoin. It turns out the tchum is it's going to be the corner the Karen Alpayim 2,000 plus the Alach Soinon and their diagonal. What is the diagonal of 2,000 Amos? 800 Amos. Shehem Alpayim Ushmoina Meos. Aval Lo Yimda Miyemza Karen Alpayim Bialach Soin. Don't do it like in picture 22. Because if you're going to measure 2,000 amos in the four corners, and then you're going to draw the box around the city in that fashion, then you're going to be gypped. Then the tchum is only going to be 2,000 amos minus 580 amos on each of the four sides. You'll get 2,000 amos in the corner, but the four sides you're going to be gypped by 580 amos. So don't do that. Avalo yimdon mi emsa hakeren, from the center of the keren alpayim bi'alachsoin on a diagonal v'chem hakeren shekenegde v'itin achud mizel lezer shemkein mafsid hashmoy nemeo shebi keren v'gam lo yatchum keneged o'ir. You're going to be losing out. Elo, all you're going to have is elef 1,000 v'arba meos 400 esher mushmoyne. So here he gives you the exact number. It's only going to be 1,428. So you're going to lose out the difference. The difference, what's the difference? 1,500 and 20 elef, 400 Eshem, which was 20. Wait, we're all confused. No, so he's giving you a little bit more. 500 and
20, no?
So you're losing out 582.
5-8.
Okay, let's see over here the Mishnah Berurah Yud. Mishnah Berurah Mem. Bekeren lemaloi so the high nushia bekeren alpaim rubam kumidas atchum. You measure exactly 2,000. Mem Aleph. Shem Alpaim Ushman Meos. The Hainu. Im Holech Balach. So they negate Akarin. I'm reading from Mem Aleph. Negate Akarin Mutalech Ashad Shir Zem. Mishum the Kol Amsa Bribua Amsa Uchrechum Shabalach. So in every Amma, when it's squared, you get an Amma 2/5 on with its diagonal. Vininsa. Mishir Alpaim Ni Taisif Oichman Meos. You get an additional 800 Ammas. Vachin Yeshloy Shir Zelichol Kerin Karen. Levan Mashi Yeshloy Alpaim Amma. Negate Rechavir Bukhol Sudadov. Vida. The orech while paim beazavios who shech lechol ear vo ear b'shove bein gedoyle bein ketana omnam rechav shalol paim talufi midas so ear. It doesn't make a difference if you have a big city, a small city. When we give you a bonus, when you have 2,000 amos, it doesn't make a difference. Let's say you have a very, very long, massive city, New York City. Let's say lu yitzu, you can find boundaries, and then you would want to extend yourself another 2,000 b'tum. Doesn't make a difference that New York City has 8 million people. It's the same thing as a city that has only 10 people. It's Zol Bazach. It's the same thing of 2,000 amos. Bein gedol ben ketan omnam rechav al shel alpayim mutalu, the width of the alpayim tolu fi midas so'ir shem hi gedol berachba misrachei v'atchum kenegda. But of course you get the width, how far down up you go, all depends upon the width, the length, the dimensions of the city. The extension, how far out you go, the length will be a standard of 2,000. But the width, of course, the width will span the entire city. V'yimi katsara tchum gamken katsabirach v'kim min beis ela arba ael aleph 1,000 amos v'arba meos. All if you're going to drip the city by measuring from the corners, then you're only going to have from the sides 1,428. Shabecheshbon ze imi taisav aleim halachsan shalohem shu al kol amos shnei chum she'ama Mimela yiyu alpayim ki me elef v'arba meos hitoysef oid chamesh meos v'shishem. You're going to have 560 umino eshem, which from the 28, and that's from the elef 400 umino eshem v'shmoyne, from he's drawing up doing the math for you, umino eshem from the 28 hitoysef oid le'erech approximately shtei meshrei 12 sach hakol chamesh meos, it's going to be 500 shiv v'shtayim. So when we said 580 before, it's not really 580. 580 is an approximation. It's 572. Hashleim oistam alo elfi arameos eshim ushmoina. Imkain tzacha kol hu alpayim. So together you'll come out to 2,000. So basically you're going to lose, if you're going to make the measurement of from the corners, you're going to lose 572 amos from your tchum. Okay, now we go to Seif Yud Aleph. Seif Yud Aleph is a very, very powerful halacha. This has the ramifications in B'chol HaTorah Kula. And here you find it in the laws of Eruvin. Yud Aleph. Afilu Evet. Afilu Shifcha. Nemonim Loimar Ad Kan Tchum Shabbos. A woman or a slave, that's not what I was referring to the cotton, but a woman or a slave can tell you, Ad Khan, they're believing you, you're walking with them, you're going for a Shabbos stroll with a woman, going on a date. We wouldn't say this about your wife, because the wife is always right. That's also, it says, oh, that's the Isha?
Shifcha.
Afilu ever, afilu shifcha, afilu ever. Don't say about a woman. Oh, okay, you're right. So a woman is pasha. I make a mistake then, okay. Afilu ever, afilu shifcha, I thought it said Nisha. Afilu shifcha, ne'mon le'mad kantchum Shabbos. Okay. So in ever shifcha, you're walking with the slave or the maidservant, and they tell you, oh, the tchum Shabbos is here. Maybe they're tricking you. Maybe they want you to walk past the tchum, and then they say, I tricked you, haha, and now you're stuck. And now you're not allowed to walk more than Dalet Amos for the rest of Shabbos. They're taking revenge. No, you don't have to assume that. They're believed to tell you, they're trustworthy, they're believed to tell you that here is where the tchum ends. Ad kan tchum Shabbos. Here is the million-dollar question. Avul katan lo. But if you're walking with your child, and the child says, when we went to Cheder, they taught us, we went on a trip, and they showed us, Ad Kan Tchum Shabbos, the child is not believed. Avo Katan Lo Be'odo Katan. Avo, but let's say he's a grown adult. He's now 90 years old. And he tells you, I remember when I was 7 years old. I remember that when we walked over here, the Rebbe told us, Ad Kan Tchum Shabbos. So being that now he's an adult and he's recalling what he said before, that is okay. An adult is believed to say, Zochurani Sha'at Kan Hayinu Boim B'Shabbos Kishehayisi Katan V'Samchin Al Edusa. That's a very very big chiddush. Why? Now can you apply this when it comes to other dinim? When it comes to other dinim, really, Edus go so far? Right, so can you do that? So here the Mishnah Berurah makes it very clear why this case is new, why it's mutter. Look at Mishnah Berurah, we've said it so many times. Neman Ulaimar, Tchumin derabanan, because tchumin is a din derabanan. Ulefich lifer haminum, we believe them. Avol neman hagod loymar ve'akomi tamanal. So both, it's all because of it's a din derabanan. Okay, so that's a very important halacha. Yeah.
He was 6, 7 years old. Now it is 90. During this 80.
Maybe things changed.
The city hasn't improved?
No, nothing changes in this world. Everything stays the same. Only in the 21st century do things change every single day.
Huh?
In the Flapush, nothing changes. Obviously you're right. We're dealing with a situation where nothing has changed. You're right. Of course, we live in a vibrant community where everything is so wonderful and everything is
Shangri-La.
Of course you're right, and it's in a place where things have not changed then okay, so I guess we'll stop with the Simon Tov 400. We have the Simon, that's a big Simon, big number Tov. Okay, so we'll stop, we'll take a little break, we'll do Minhogim and then Daf Yomi.